This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Colorado will become the first state in the nation to create special units for transgender women in Colorado prisons. CPR's Andrea Dukakis reports it stems from a 2019 class action lawsuit.
The suit, brought by 400 people who are or have been in prison, alleged they had been subjected to sexual violence and harassment behind bars and denied adequate health care. The agreement will create two new units for transgender women, one in the men's prison in Sterling, Colorado, the other in the women's facility in Denver. Scott Medlock is one of the attorneys who represented the women.
We hope that this will prove to be a model for the nation because people will see it can be done safely this way, and the sky's not going to fall when we drop a bunch of people into a prison where they hadn't been before.
The agreement, which must be signed by the judge, includes a $2.1 million payout to plaintiffs. I'm Andrea Dukakis, CPR News.
A bill to ban so-called assault weapons gets its first hearing at the Statehouse today. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure defines an assault weapon as a semi-automatic rifle that uses detachable magazines and has one of a number of features, including a pistol grip or barrel shroud. People would no longer be allowed to sell or transfer those weapons, but gun owners who already have these types of firearms would still be allowed to keep them. Supporters say the goal is to reduce gun death by lowering the number of assault weapons in circulation. Opponents argue a ban would infringe on Second Amendment rights without increasing public safety. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
And this is CPR News and KRCC.